Thank you for tuning in to the JBV Radio Show. We welcome you to our special guest audio series. So grab your pen.
Your pen.
Everything you need. We pray that you hear a word from the Lord that will change your life. Today, our guest audio teacher is Apostle Corey Thompson.
Manufactured it. So man becomes his own cover. Oh, God, help me here. It is the place that God had or was supposed to be in their lives. God is their covering. God is our covering. The divine covering of God. They lack nothing when they commune with, oh, God, when they commune with them. And so now, as we move now, are y'all with me so far? As we move now, God bless you, Apostle. Blessings to you, sir. Hallelujah. When we move now, matriculating to John 4, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Why? We were created to worship God. We have a responsibility in the earth of dominion. So in other words, we're to bring execution of the will of God, as we are the extension of God, of the execution of God and his will in the earth. You and I, again, we are the manifested thought of God expressed in the earth. And so here it is now that God, watch this, has given us responsibility. I need you to type that word. I have responsibility. He's given us a responsibility. He's given us a responsibility as we have been created. Oh, God, as we have been created to worship, then he gives us the responsibility to rule or to have dominion. In other words, that's kingship. So we have worship and kingship. We have responsibility, worship and kingship. Adam, he stepped out or sidestepped his responsibility of worship and tried to still function correctly, but that wasn't happening. The moment he missed the presence of God, he was open to another voice. He was open to another voice. I'm going to say it again. He put the voice of Eve in the wrong place. He put the voice of the serpent in the wrong place. He ate of the lie because he was missing from worship. Okay. Now that we see that, I need you real quickly, because I'm going to tie this together, because one of the things that the Spirit of Grace spoke to me and says to tell my people to beware of a false sound in the earth. To be aware of a false sound in the earth. Okay. What do you mean, Lord? What are you saying to me? He says, remind them of what I told you. And so here it is now that we must understand, according to scripture, that we have responsibility to worship God. That's what we were created to do. Our responsibility is in kingship, that we are to rule or to have dominion in the earth. Why is it that we see in Genesis the failure to worship resulting in the replacement of a kingdom that's not man? He was missing from worship, and he could not man the kingdom, could not rule. God removed his right to have dominion. He became replaced. They were replaced by angel with a flaming sword. Oh, God, help me here. So he says, beware of a false sound being released in the earth, liking unto that in Exodus, I believe it's chapter number 10, in Exodus chapter number 10, where it is that God speaks to Moses, the servant of the Lord. And he tells Moses, as Moses was instructed to speak to Pharaoh about letting the Israelites return to their rightful place. And they're being held in captivity. And so God sends Moses. We understand it's a familiar passage of scripture. We all know the backdrop, or should know the backdrop of Moses, how it is that he Moses is raised in the Egyptian household, but he is from another place. Okay, understand this. It is not until later on in his life that he understands his true identity. That'll preach for some right there. He comes to grips with his true identity. And so here it is that God tells him, now I need you to speak to a Pharaoh to let the people go. Now here it is that because Pharaoh had hardened his heart and would not obey the voice of God, God released upon the earth 10 plagues. Now here it is. The eighth of the plagues was locusts, a swarming locust, the plague of swarming locusts. Locusts, beloved, are that come to devour or to come to rob or to come to deplete one's crops, one's progress, one's labor, or the fruit of one's labor. It is to wipe away before your eye. Okay, and so here it is now. God says, tell my people to beware of a false sound in the earth. What do you mean, Holy One? He says, tell them, okay, that there is a sound being released. Oh God, I feel that God spreads up in the earth that they cannot be distracted by. Please hear this, because again, John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Beloved, it is that of locusts that they come to rob you or deplete you of the very thing, my God, here it is, that God has called you to be the fruit of your labor. It is as such as locusts are so such a menace in society that you don't know what it is until they are up on you. And by the time you discover or figure out they have wiped out your crop, they have taken and robbed you of the fruit of your labor. Please hear me by the Spirit of Grace tonight. And so here it is that one of the things that the Spirit of Grace said to me some time ago, he says now, when I was studying on the book of Acts, and we're approaching Pentecost, we're in the season, we're approaching that fasting. And one of the things that God says that God said to me is he says as I was studying how the sound of the Lord infiltrated the earth realm. And so I want you to, those of you who are taking good notes, listen, every move of God is always preceded by sound. Please hear this. There is a sound that precedes the move of God in the earth. We see it when we look in at Acts chapter number 1 and 2. I know you're talking about 2. I know that's where your mind runs to, but we do not see an Acts 2 and 1 happening before there is a conclusion to Acts chapter number 1. It is the fact that when we read Acts chapter number 1, the conclusion of the whole matter is before there is a rush, there is a sound as of a rushing mighty wind being released, there is a completion or a restoration of what has been missing in God's governmental plan. And so here it is. Now we understand that Judas, my God, has betrayed Jesus, okay? And it is that he could not no longer live with himself, so he went and hung himself, leaving his bishopric, or watch this, leaving there a place or a hole in government. So it is now that God is so concerned about what it is he sends to the earth. Please hear this. What it is that, because it is the government of God, please understand that Jesus comes to the earth realm in Isaiah 9. It is the government of God that he brings on his shoulder. Please hear this. Righteousness, oh God, I feel you. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. It is what it is that God, that Jesus brings. Please understand what he does. He does this as we look in at Isaiah chapter number 9. But why I'm saying this is because before we can get to an Acts 2 and 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, your translation says, correct? Okay, there is lots that have been cast, watch this, because there is a hole in government. There is a hollow place in government. There is something missing in the governmental structure of God's plan. And prior to him releasing, please understand, that sound in the earth, prior to him releasing that, governmental order must be reconstructed. And so we see a lot falls on Matthias. And the Bible says that Matthias takes the place of a Judas because, oh God, help me here, of the hole in the government. And so once Matthias is in place, the very next verse we see or read is, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Y'all see that in y'all Bibles? I pray you get it right quick. Someone who can scribe for me tonight, put that in the chat. Put that verse, Acts 2:1, but put the last verse of chapter number 1 in it, and then put chapter number 2, verse 1 in the chat. If you be so kind, I greatly appreciate your assistance tonight. And so here it is that we see this being instituted, and we see the sound preceding a move. What was the sound? The sound was as of a mighty rushing wind, right? Watch this, that comes to the earth. It hits the earth ram. What was the sound? It was the sound of agreement. It was the sound of one accord. It was the sound that those who understood the assignment, hallelujah, they were fulfilling the assignment of the Lord. And so it is that they were in the same place, but they were of the same mind. And so then as they worshiped and waited or tarried, the Bible is clear that there came a sound as of a mighty rushing wind. And the Bible says it filled all. Please hear this. It filled. It filled. Oh, God, it filled. It filled. It filled them. And so watch this. As it has filled them, please understand what it is that's happening now. The Bible, the Lord says, remind my people or tell my people of what I reminded you of. And he says that there is a false sound being released in the earth. It is the counterfeit sound of a counterfeit move. I'm going to let that matriculate for a moment. Beware of counterfeit or false sound being released in the earth preceding a counterfeit move. God help me tonight. What do you mean, Lord? And so the Lord says to me, it's as though there is a spirit of locusts, swarming locusts, coming to the earth, coming to the spirit. Please hear this. In the spirit, it is as if there are swarming locusts. Now, what does that mean? Because if you study how locusts move, they move in swarms. Okay, swarming locusts have, when they are, watch this word, congregating. Watch this. It appears from afar off, a dark cloud. Okay. But there is a flicker in the darkness, a flicker of light in the darkness. And so as it moves closer toward you, you can't really make out what locusts, swarming locusts are until it's too late, because everything in their path, watch this, is depleted. If they can devour it, they will devour it. And before you know it, please understand, there is depletion in the land. And so what does that have to do with what I'm saying? Because swarming locusts give off a sound as rushing wind. Please hear this. I need you to hear this. They give off a sound as wind rushing. But the intent, please see this, the intent of swarming locusts is to devour. You got to be very careful and discerning in this hour that you don't give ear to, oh God, help me, to a misguided zeal. You've got to be, please hear this, you've got to be very careful that you're not open to a false move. Oh God, because they appear to be large, because it's because they're moving in agreement. Please understand this. They're moving in agreement, and oh God, So then they sound like wind rushing. Okay, they sound like wind rushing, and so it's a false sound because it's a move designed to devour. Oh God, those who do not have a calibrated ear could easily be deceived by swarming locusts because they sound like the wind. They sound like, oh God, help me here, giving a false, watch this, a false sense of a move. Watch this, because in the upper room, there was a sound that filled, oh God, the entire place. And it was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, just like what swarming locusts sounds like. Please hear this. Well, what is swarming locusts? It is those who, watch this, have not, watch this, been submitted, watch this, in a faithful covenant with God. Those that are gift oriented, but can't submit to anything. Ooh. God help me here. Gift oriented, but can't submit to nothing. So there is no root. There is no root system. So they flow and they blow in the wind because there is nothing grounding them. And so because they sound, the intent is to rob, to devour, to deplete. Y'all not hearing me tonight, are you? I need you to open your ears and hear me by the Spirit. But the ear must be calibrated to the truth, tuned into the correct frequency of the Spirit of God so that you're not deceived by what's not submitted to God. I'm gonna let that sink just for a moment. Just for a few moments. Ooh, glory be to God. Is this helping anybody tonight? Is this helping anybody? Anybody getting blessed by what I'm telling you right now in this moment? So then, if God is concerned about true worshipers, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We're in this time of favor, but we cannot be deceived by giving off a false sound, by giving off what we were created to do, but what we release is false, or it's misguided zeal, or it's ungone, watch this, or it's unprocessed, or it's it lacks the intent or the purpose of God. See, because you do understand that the gifts and the calling of God, they are without repentance. So it's very crucial that we understand this is not the hour to perfect your performance, but it is an hour in which you should develop your discernment. I'm going to say that again. This is not the hour to perfect your performance, but it is a time where you should develop your discernment so that we're not deceived in this hour. Because one of the things that the Spirit of Grace began to show me during this pandemic season, one of the things that it is, it forced a common plane throughout the body, but it also created a place for where we're now in a season where we have fatigued pastors, but we have rejuvenated parishioners. And one of the things that this pandemic has done, it has created a liberty within the body that we have this free roaming spirit. That does not tie us or root us, please hear this. If you're not careful, you will develop this roaming spirit. Oh God, where you excuse me, where you're not rooted. So I had to tell. Oh God, it's real interesting because God allowed me to see the intent or the motive of certain individuals. How they have a misguided zeal because they refuse to submit to anything. Y'all not talking to me tonight. And so here it is. It is like the spirit of an Ishmael, the wild ass of a man that cannot be tamed, or refuse to be tamed, or refuse to come into proper alignment so that God can get the total, watch this, used for God's intent to be the end resolve. And so here it is. We see this matriculating now throughout the body of Christ. And so one of the things that I was blessed to be a part of a apostolic and prophetic roundtable just a couple of days ago, and while called upon, a question was raised as to the intent or the purpose of prophetic intercessors. And so in my response to the question, it is because they become what is known as syncopation in the body of Christ. What do you mean? Syncopation is a term used, is a musical term to describe timing. It has a rhythm to it. So in the kingdom of God has a rhythm to it. The kingdom of God has a sound. Please understand what I'm telling you. It is not apart from God's intent. So the kingdom sounds like what God intended. Y'all not talking tonight. I can't hear nobody agreeing, or I can't see anybody agreeing tonight. Hallelujah. So then watch this. So if there is then this authentic sound that precedes the move of God in the earth, then we must understand that the adversary's intent is to create the counterfeit. And so I'm understanding this, that during this pandemic, please understand, and as we're coming out of a phase of it, now that we have, what we're faced with is this misguided zeal, because there is this free roaming spirit coming to uproot you, thinking that it's okay for you to move freely or move how you desire. And so it is important that we have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, so that we do not err in the way of the Lord. And so here it is. So while swarming locusts will sound as though it is a rushing wind coming only to deplete you of fruit, to rob you of labor. Y'all not talking to me tonight. So here it is. Adam got out of the syncopation of worship. He had misguided steps because of a misguided zeal. And so now we see this resulting in the earth. Blessings to all of you. God bless you. Listen, we see this resulting in this space, or this, watch this, hole in worship. God help me. Hole in what God intended to be. And so now, because there is the creation is missing from worship, there is a hole in God's government, or the intention of God concerning man's responsibility in the earth. Now he cannot rule. He cannot rule with scepter. He cannot rule well. He cannot rule well in the stead of God in this realm, because you do understand God is illegal in the earth. He has to have a body to legalize him in this realm. It is the realm that he has given dominion to man. Man messed it up. So man missed worship. Then he can no longer, have dominion. So then God has to restore that, so, because this is what is lost. This is what's lost. So God sends Jesus. Jesus comes, and in Isaiah 9, it describes that he comes with the government of God on his shoulder. He's coming to restore that which has been lost. I know that we think that it's just, watch this, we think that it's just in people, but watch this. It's not only in the people, please, or man, but it's also God's intent, watch this, for the kingdom of God to continue in forward progression. Oh God, help me here. And so we see Jesus now coming to the earth realm. He is in the earth. He is prophet, priest, and king. So he comes lost. But what was lost? Man's relationship between God was lost. So he comes to be the mediator, between what was lost and God's intent. In other words, he brings solution to the whole matter. Why? He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. If you come any other way, you are a thief and a robber. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So then it is Jesus comes to restore what was lost. Not only was there a breach or a fracture in relationship, there is also a kingdom that's not being manned. God help me. There is not an execution of God's will in the or continuing in the earth. So Jesus has to restore what's lost. So he's come not to watch this. Oh God, I hear you. He's coming not to repair religion. He's coming to restore kings. And so you have to understand your true identity, just like Moses had to wake up and understand his true identity, though he was raised, watch this, in an Egyptian household, an Egyptian palace, understanding that who he really was of another place. He was of another place. Well, you got to understand, you and I who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior must understand that we have dual citizenship. You're not just here sucking air, breathing air, but you have been sent from another place. In other words, as an ambassador for Christ, any ambassador that enters a foreign country understands they enter into a foreign land or foreign soil or foreign country, not with their own perspective, but they come by the with the perspective of the government that's sending them. And so here it is now, as an ambassador for Christ, we have been sent by God, are you hearing this, into the earth realm to be the execution of God's will or his government in the earth. And so God says, tell my people to beware of false sound in the earth. God, I feel you. I sense God's presence. Beware of false sound being released in the earth. What is the false sound? A false sound, watch this. It is occupying sound waves, but it's not bringing God glory. I'm going to let that sink for a minute. In other words, it's taking up space in a sphere without, it's empty. It does not bring God glory. And so here it is. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Holy One. Here it is. How can we remedy it? How can we remedy it? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're asking that, because true worship or real worship under God, when we look in at Genesis, just a couple of examples, because I've got to let you go. Genesis 22 and 5, it says, Abraham said, I and the land will go yonder. And he used this term now. He uses this term. God is telling him to go and sacrifice his son. And Abraham says, he's in conversation. He says, I and the lad will go yonder. And he didn't say sacrifice. He says, and worship. And then we're going to come back to you. So then let me help us with that right there. Let me help us with that. He says, I and the lad will go yonder and worship God, but God is calling him to the place of sacrifice. So then sacrifice is an intricate part of true worship unto God. Yeah. There has to be a denying of oneself. Please understand that there has to be a killing of the flesh in order to be in right standing, oh God, with God. Please hear this. So then real worship or true worship is never void of sacrifice. But had Moses not had a relationship with God to know the Father's voice, he would have killed his son when God says, stay your hand. You got to be careful that you're not killing off because you had one word. You got to be careful that you're not so ready to kill without having an ear. Please hear this. Please hear this. So when he raises his hand to take the life of his only son, God says, he says, stay your hand. Please hear this. He speaks. Stay your hand. In other words, hold your position. In other words, when Abraham raised his hand, God said, stay your hand. And so raising of the hands is a form of worship unto God. So I came to tell somebody, not only should you have the calibration of the ear, but you got to make sure, oh God, help me here, that your hands are being used in the correct posture as it relates to what God's intent is for your life. I need you to hear me by the Spirit, because this thing called worship is very vital. It is the premise of why you and I have been created. And so it is that we have to lift up our hands in His presence, my God. In other words, it is a form of surrender unto God. And so had Abraham not had an ear to hear, with concise clarity, God's voice, he would have sacrificed what God wanted to remain. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? And so here it is. Real worship or true worship is not without sacrifice, but you must have a calibrated ear. Exodus 34 and 14 says, "For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God." And so hear this. You must understand that everything, God help me here, that the enemy of your soul is after the worship, is after worship. And so here it is. If he tempted Jesus in the wilderness, why do we not think that he's going to tempt us with the same strategy, same tactic? Please hear this. Nothing new under the sun, but because God had already defeated him. Oh God, you and I can walk on him because he is yet a defeated foe. And please understand this. He's not easily defeated when you don't have a calibrated ear to the voice of God. Because distraction will sound like an authentic call when you're not submitted. I'm going to say it again. Distraction will sound like an authentic call when you're not submitted, when you're not grounded, when you have no roots, when you just are like the wild ass of a man. We call that Ishmael. That's what his name meant, the wild ass of a man. There is nothing that grounds him. He's a free roamer. He does what he feels. Y'all not talking to me. And so it is that we understand this as we matriculate. I got to get out of here. I'm already over time. Real worship, according to Psalm 66, it says, "All the earth shall worship thee and sing unto thee, and they shall sing to thy name." Please say this. So one of the Hebrew words for worship is shakar, which literally means to depress or to prostrate, to bow. I gave you another word last week called proskuneo. It is of two words, pros meaning to lean in or to, it is forward position. Kuneo is that of a dog licking the master's hand. So it is the leaning in of one in, watch this, in adoration or expectancy. Oh God, help me here. Of God or the master. In other words, it is likened unto that. Please hear this. Or a kiss in the face of God. It is as we bow. Please hear this before the Lord. It is like an embrace or a kiss. In the intimate relationship with God, proskuneo. It is a form of worship. Please hear this. And so, true worship is never without sound. God help me. Help me here. As a matter of fact, worship, the word worship is found for the first time in Genesis 18 and 2, where Abraham bowed himself toward the ground before three messengers who announced that Sarah would have a son. The act of bowing down in homage is generally done before a superior or a ruler. Hello, somebody. Is this mic on? Can you hear me tonight? Need you understand the word is limited only describing the action of a worshiper in humbling themselves. So true worship is never void of one humbling themselves. This was Lucifer's demise, because he could no longer bow. He wanted to be worshiped. Yo, So true worship is always to bring the heart to the altar of God. And so because he didn't no longer have a heart for God, he wanted to be God. Oh, God, help me here. So then he releases this false sound because the Bible says he took a third of the angels with him, deceived by the wrong sound. I don't want you to miss this tonight, because real worship, true worship, is never void. Please hear this. Never void of the heart toward God. Misguided zeal will just bring your mouthpiece. Will bring your gift, but won't bring your heart. And one of the things that I'm noticing in this, God, are you here tonight? One of the things that I'm noticing tonight, are you hearing this by the Spirit of Grace tonight? One of the things that I'm hearing God is saying, He's saying, I'm hearing this by the Spirit of God. He's not pleading with me. I'm saying please, but what I'm saying please to you tonight. One of the things that I'm understanding that God is after is that we have concise hearing, that we understand, that we know his voice, and a stranger we will not follow. Okay, that we will not follow. And so here it is. So he says to me, he says, beware of a false sound in the earth. It's as though swarming locusts are on the scene. What do you mean? Because swarming locusts, when they congregate, they look like a dark cloud moving toward you with the flicker of lights. Let me describe the flicker. They move and they sound like wind rushing. Hence a counterfeit to the move of God. So in the flicker of swarming locusts, it's this light that keeps going. It is the light that gets you, because the cloud of locusts may be dark, but the flicker gains your attention. The flicker is, oh God, help me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The flicker is distraction, because as long as you can be distracted by what you can't identify, but it's appealing to the eye. It is not until locusts are up on you that you can discover or determine what they are. And by that time, it's too late, because they have devoured your crop. They have devoured what you labored for. They have devoured what you labored in the spirit for. They have devoured. Please hear this. Spiritual locusts will come to devour, rob you. Oh, God. Essence of being a true worship unto God will give you a false sense of hope, give you a false sound. Why? The intent is to rob you every fruit that belongs to God. Are you hearing what I'm telling you tonight? We can't be distracted by swarming locusts or that is unsubmitted. God help me here. Just because you sound like you holy, just because they sound or they look like they are light, but there is such thing as angels of light. But don't be deceived. Please hear this. Don't be deceived, because that's part of the enemy's attempt to lure you from your rightful place of dominion. If he can move you from the place of true worship, then he can rob you of your kingship in the earth. Oh, God, help me here. He did it with Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. It's nothing new under the sun. He'll try it with you. God, are you hearing me tonight? By the Spirit of Grace, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. One of the things that's alarming to me is another form of this is this false sound. It's amazing to me that in the body, people can hear certain things and run with it. They hear certain things and they run with it. They run with it, and then they leave you depleted. They'll eat of the fruit from your lips, or eat of the fruit of the word of God out of your mouth. But then they'll hear something and then they'll leave you. Y'all not talking to me. Painful for leaders to have to endure that. One of the things that's baffling to me, I was in a place, and I'm saying, God, what is this? What is this? Because I don't sow this. What is this? I was in a place, had to get some real prophets to pray, some real intercessors to pray. You know, what is this? Why am I experiencing this. This kind of pain. And you don't understand your process, though he's made you promise, oftentimes it's not void of pain.
Huh?
Yeah. Glory be to God. And it baffled me how I could see those who say they for you leave. You standing as if you were never there, as if painful. Like you hear something and run with it. No depth or root system in the spirit. God help me here. They just roaming. The Bible says it's like having itching ears. Itching ears are symbolic of undeveloped ears. They are not calibrated to the frequency of the Spirit of God. They dial into whatever frequency causes them to feel. Y'all not talking to me tonight. But I promise, I've got a word from God here. And so it sounds as though it's of God, because you do hear what you hear are hearing. Is the sign of agreement. It is because they are congregating while locusts are swarming. Locusts, they're moving in uniform. They are moving in rank, because the enemy understands rank and authority. I'm gonna say that again. The enemy understands rank and authority. And some of you with these titles, yeah, I'm on your street tonight. Gonna knock right up on your door. Come right up in your house tonight. Some of you with these titles, and you don't have a root system to understand what real covenant is. God's going to deal with that. Understand. You become a misguided sound that becomes a distraction from what God's original intent is. You got to be very careful. Hallelujah. You got to be very careful that you're not impeding what God is after. What God is after in the earth. Anytime we can read in scripture, well, we see Jesus comes on a scene in a region, and there is a man, they call him a lunatic. He had over 2,000 demons in him, and the Bible says nobody could do anything with him. He was just a wild person, but he looks and sees Jesus entering into the city, and the Bible says this man runs to Jesus, bows, and asks Jesus, why are you here? Our time is not yet. Because the enemy understands he has a time, but he doesn't know how long. He just knew that it was too soon. Okay? And so he's pleading. The demons are pleading with Jesus. Let us go into the swine, but don't rid us from this fear, from this region. Are you hearing what I'm saying? How is it that over 2,000 demons who have possessed a man, watch this, can look and see Jesus from afar off and run and bow? And you, and you, glory be to God, with your holy self, okay, fell in the instance of breaking covenant. Or destroying the innocence because of misguided zeal. Listen, I'm out of time. I'm not out of word. I pray you are hearing this tonight, and I pray that it is ministering to you and touching you. I want to ask if you would come back next week. We'll go through the conclusion of this. I said I was only supposed to do 28 minutes of this for recording purposes, but here it is. I make no apology for the move of the Spirit. I pray that this has touched you in some way or another. I want to give you an opportunity, if you would, if this has been a blessing to you. I want to first ask you to just encourage others to join us right here every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Training for Reigning. The Lord is meeting us. The Lord is doing amazing things for us and with us. And it's a blessing that he has afforded us to come to you each week with this. And so I thank God for this opportunity. It means the world to me, and to have you here makes it all worth the while. Thank you, those of you who are here. I pray for you consistently as I go back and I see the comments, I begin to intercede, and I thank God for each and every one of you. So thank you, because you didn't have to take the time to be with us, but because you did, I honor you for that. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. This is our prayer. If this has been a blessing to you and you so desire to be a blessing to the ministry, I'm going to provide space for you to do so. If this has been a blessing to you in any way and you so desire to be a blessing to that, there's ways that you can sow into the ministry that's right there on the screen there. If you've sung via Cash App, and I want to encourage all of you to hear God on this. I've always been taught if you're growing, you sow where you grow. And if this is blessing you, I want to encourage you to put seed in the ground on the word of the Lord. Please hear this, seed in the ground on the word. In this time of favor, I need you to get seed in the ground. And I can assure you this is good ground. This is good ground. If you're sowing by Cash App, it is $ REIGN. That's Rain PCI. REIGN PCI. REIGN PCI. Other ways that you could give are as follows. There are other ways that you could do so. If you so desire to pay by PayPal, it is paypal.me/PCI. paypal.me/PCI. There's another Cash App, Apostle CJ. You can all of those, either it doesn't matter, it's not which. But we thank God certainly for any seed that's sown into the word of the Lord. It literally is helping us get the gospel into many more places. And so I'm grateful for every seed that is sown tonight. The Lord bless you. And we pray God's limitless return over your life. The limitless return of God over your life is what we pray. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God that you would have complete soteria, my friend, that there was nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking in your life. God is for you. And I need you to understand that wholeheartedly. And if no one has told you today, I believe in you, and I believe that the best is still out in front of you. Hallelujah. You haven't attained the very best, hallelujah, just yet. Glory be to God. It's getting better. It's getting better. The journey is getting sweeter. And I'm expecting God to do major things in the days to come. Major things in the days to come. Thank you so much, Apostle, for transcribing those ways. It's absolute blessing to have you guys on tonight. If this has been a blessing to you, drop me a line. Let me know if it's encouraging you. It does our heart good to know that you're being ministered to, that you're being blessed. And we thank God. We like to see the word of the Lord being expressed in the life of those who are blessed enough to receive of the word of God. And it's been a tremendous blessing. There are some major things happening here at PCI in the days, the weeks, the months to come. I'm so excited about it. I can't tell you that the warfare hasn't been intense, but we are victorious. And so we are on the brink of obtaining a new facility. And I am so grateful to God for those who have stepped in and said, hey, they want to be a blessing to us in that regard. So they're coming into partnership with us. There's ways for you to do that. If that is a desire for you, we would love to have you partner with us in that regard. And so there's going to be more information to come regarding that. But listen, know that I love you. And I don't just say that from lip service. I really love from the heart. Those of you who know me understand my character. I think you could attest to the fact that I mean that when I say it. You know, I really love you, and I really appreciate all of you. I'm when I say I'm praying for you, I'm really truly praying for you. It is my prayer this week that God will surprise you. Not only will He surprise you, but I pray this week for you that God would woo you. Hallelujah, that He would woo you. God rewards faithfulness, and many of you have been faithful. And so I bless the Spirit of grace. I bless the Lord for you. And I pray this prayer, may the Lord increase you more and more, you and your children. It's been an absolute joy. I love you with the love of the Lord. Absolutely nothing you can do about it. Listen, live as long as you want. It's my sincerest prayer. that you never want, as long as you live. Until next week, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you. This is our prayer. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the JBV Radio Show. For more information about us, tap or click shondocenter.org. That's www.shondocenter.org. If you'd like to reach out to us, leave a comment for prayer,
or just to let us know how we're doing,
email us at jbvpositiveradio@gmail.com. That's jbvpositiveradio@gmail.com. We thank you again so much for tuning in. And remember, love isn't love until you give it away. God bless you.